All right, a friend of mine that I worked with at the big rental car company back a long, long time ago, who now lives out in Arizona, who is really, really, really into decorating her home inside, outside for Halloween. We go to the Now line this morning and say hello to Marsha Boom Boom Shirani Anderson.
So good to catch up with you after how many years?
20 maybe.
I know. It's crazy.
I think I remember I first met you at LaRitz Chevy Cadillac downtown Findlay. You managed down there. Yeah. And we still work with John LaRitz. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, my God. That was some good times.
Oh, yeah. He's doing well. Doing well. So since you worked at Enterprise and we were managers, worked our way up, do you remember all the cities and offices that you managed?
Oh, wow. Yeah. So I managed my first one. I was at Bowling Green. Then I managed Findlay, which is where I met you. Yeah. Then from Findlay, I went and managed the Maumee location.
Okay.
And then I went to Sylvania, managed that location. Then got promoted. I don't know if you remember, I got promoted and then I started working in Ann Arbor and I was managing that location.
Oh, were you on Washtenaw?
Where
were
no, you? It's on, oh my gosh, I can't remember the name of the street now, but it was 36, not 17, store number. Okay.
Those are so Enterprise numbers.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry. Okay. back in our days.
Back in the day, yeah.
So yeah, I managed that one and that was tough because I was living in Ohio and driving over an hour one way just to get there and over an hour to get back.
Yeah.
So
been there, done that.
You know what that's like.
Yeah.
But those were some of the best days. Met some great people like you and everybody else and had so much fun. And, you know, I definitely miss those days at Enterprise for sure.
We worked hard, played harder.
Exactly. Hey, that was our motto, right?
Pretty much.
Sometimes you wish you can go back to those days, you know?
Sometimes, yeah, right. Do you ever have dreams about working in Enterprise like I do?
Yes, yes. Believe it or not, I'm like, oh my God, did I just have a dream of all of us going out after work and we go to Jed's and those places? And I'm like, oh my God. It was like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday ritual.
It's funny, yeah. All right.
Sometimes.
Well, the reason I called you is because you go crazy decorating your house. You live in Arizona now, and you go crazy around Halloween. I've never seen a house. I mean, you decorate the outside, the inside, the back, everything pretty much.
Yes.
How did it all start?
Well, when we moved from Ohio to Arizona, we moved into a neighborhood, and our big thing wasn't Halloween. It was actually Christmas.
Oh.
We just started decorating for Christmas. Halloween, we'd probably have one or two blow-ups and a couple lights, and that was it.
Uh-huh.
And then some of our neighbors actually started going crazy for Halloween. And then we just started having some fun, not really contests, but let's all, you know, deck the whole neighborhood out and let's go crazy, you know, because several of the neighbors were doing it. So we started adding more to our Halloween decorations, whereas Christmas blew it out of the water. And then, so we were at a different house than we are now,
uh-huh.
and we just started collecting more, and then some friends of ours had moved and given us a lot of their Halloween stuff, and then we would go after Halloween and pick up, you know, some of those big animatronics, you know what I'm talking about, those ones that kind of come to life.
Right.
We have like 100 of them now.
100, so okay.
I'm being sarcastic, but a lot. So we would pick those up on sale and everything, and then, so it was interesting, we left the one house and we moved into the house that we're in now. You know, and it's almost twice as big with a big yard.
Uh-huh.
Well, the interesting part is I remember pulling in with our trailer and everything. And some of our neighbors are like, hey, you know, welcome. And they're welcoming us because we pulled up in the trailer. And then they're, well, two trailers, actually. And then they're like, hey, just so you know, we got to talk and introduced ourselves. And then they start talking. They're like, hey, not sure if you know this neighborhood, but we do Halloween huge here. Like block off the streets on Halloween night. We get over 1,200 kids. So she's telling us this, that, you know, we do it up big. And then we look at her and we're like, that's not going to be a problem because look at that trailer over there. It was like a 9 by 12 foot trailer.
Yeah.
That's full of Halloween. And they're like, oh, you're going to fit in perfect. So we started, you know, not too big, not too small decorating. And we realized, oh my God, we have twice the yard. We need to keep buying. And then we saw what the neighborhood does.
Uh-huh.
And again, Halloween night, we get over 1,200 kids.
Yeah.
So we just started each year buying more and more. And now we have, besides that 9 by 12 foot trailer, we have a 20 foot trailer. with Halloween and Christmas.
So that's where you store everything in the trailer.
Yes.
Oh, geez.
Yes. And then, some friends put our pictures of the inside and outside on one of the TV stations here, and they notified us. And they actually came, it was after a Cardinals NFL game. Uh-huh. They came and videotaped, we were on the news, it was like a 3-hour ordeal, and they did different snippets of the inside and outside and all that. So it was an awesome experience. And here's my husband. He's like, each year we got to go bigger and better. So each year he's coming up with something different.
Well, I noticed we'll have pictures at WKXA.com on my blog and Facebook, but you have something new. You have actually moving ground with zombies or something.
Yes. What,
explain that.
So my husband and his dad, they bought these motors that are off of like rotisserie okay. ovens.
Right.
And I didn't watch the whole thing behind the scenes, but they put these motors on with little things that, and they put them into the ground and with a tarp over it, and they just go in circles. So the ground just moves and it makes it look like there's movement under the ground.
Okay.
And then we have lights flashing and everything. So we're finishing the front yard this week and the inside. And I'll send you all the videos because it's not complete yet. So you'll get all the videos of everything. So we're still working on it.
Because you have a big party. And how many people are coming? I know how you like to have a party, Marcia. So.
Yeah, I know. Me and my parties. Last year we had about 300.
Okay.
So I'm predicting that or more. And it's actually this weekend. So we're trying to get everything ready for this weekend. I know. We're crazy. We love having fun and everything. But the stress leading up to it's a lot, trying to get everything ready and prepared.
When do you start decorating?
We actually started about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
So it takes us about 4 weekends to get it done between the whole inside. And if you think the outside is crazy, wait till I get video and pictures of the inside. It's just as much as the outside.
Awesome.
And it's all these live animatronics and they're all over the place. And it's very creepy at night. Sometimes like I'll come downstairs to grab something. It just startles me because I'm like, oh my God. And my kids kind of get freaked out, but they're getting used to it.
So I can't imagine. I know I've seen your house, but the rest of the whole neighborhood is like this. This is crazy.
Yes. Yeah. It's crazy. So like, you know, this Saturday is an adult only Halloween party. And then Halloween night, like I said, is they block our streets off. And we have the police department because there's over 1200 kids that come in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
That there's traffic everywhere. So the police department comes and helps hand out candy and everything like that.
Wow.
So it's not just, you know, the parties of decorating, then getting the candy for Halloween. So we kind of celebrate twice around here.
Right.
It's a lot of fun.
Awesome. Marcia Boom Boom Anderson on the Now Line this morning, and all the photos and videos over at WKXA.com. Click on my blog. Marcia, have a great Halloween. I'll say happy Halloween.
Thank you so much, Rex. It was so good talking to you. Thank you. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Your country now. 100.5 WKXA.